Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What an amazing comeback by Buffalo in the fourth quarter to score six unanswered goals and defeat the Toronto Rock 10-8 and move on to the championship round of the 2024 NLL Championship.
There you go, the final moments of yesterday afternoon's clinching performance by the Bandits. They get by the Toronto Rock in two games in the semifinals. They will play in the finals beginning a week from Friday, 17th of May. Albany's got home field. They swept the Bandits in a two-game home-and-home series this season. So I think both teams ended up the season with the same record, but virtue of that head-to-head, Albany gets home field. So they will have Friday. Bandits play here in Buffalo on Saturday the 18th, and then a winner-take-all game three, if it's necessary, will be back in Albany, I think either Sunday or Monday. I can't remember. Oh, no, it's the following Friday. Excuse me. The following Friday. I saw that. That just clicked in. Sorry. That's that. I don't want to get details wrong. That's all I need. 803-0550 is the number. I know, right? Hey, Bulldogs talking about the Bandits. Look, I'm not looking for credit. I said it this way before I introduced Dave, and I'll say it this way before we start taking calls, and we'll see how this goes. I can't explain away years of not paying attention and giving it airtime here on this show that I've been a part of since 2003. What I can do is just try to be better and let you know, like, I see you, we see you, I see you, I respect you, I admire you, I appreciate you. Like, it's not lost on me that building is packed and bars and restaurants around the building are packed. Like, we're starving for that kind of scene with the hockey team. I am. Hockey's always meant that much more to me. But this has got just about everything you could want. I mean, the games are skillful, and there's a lot of talent, and there's violence, and there's beer, and it's Buffalo, New York. What's not to like about that recipe? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? 803-0550 is the number. Gary is first up this segment. Hi, Gary. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
How you guys doing? Yeah,
good.
The Bandits have been consistently great over I don't know how many years. I can't even count now. They've been in a run. They go for it. Fantastic teams. I mean, they've always been around. Some years not as much, but what a positive thing they are. They're a great franchise, and we should be proud of them. I'm excited. I watch their games, and it's fun. We need that. It's a fantastic positive thing.
Good. Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, I am not gonna come on here and like go through the line combinations and tell you about like what kind of D they need or like any of it. I'm not gonna try to BS you. I'm just telling you, I'm noticing, and I've been noticing for a while, and I haven't really known what to do about it besides what I'm doing today, which is come to you and be like, I'm sorry. I'm a jerk. I haven't paid attention like I should have all these years, but know that I'm trying to, you know, do something about that. Jack is up next. Hi, Jack. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Welcome to the lacrosse club.
Yes. Okay. Am I in the club already? I don't know.
I think so.
A little fast. I don't even want to. Please, Jack, don't petition me for membership yet. I need to prove myself a little more.
Okay. Well, I'll start off. I'll give you a little bit of my background. My name is Jack Goods. I actually used to cover the Bandits for the Buffalo News. I now write for USA Lacrosse Magazine. So I've been around this team for a while, and I actually started out as a season ticket holder when I was a little kid, 2006. And it's just been amazing to see just the passion with this franchise. I think it's important to realize that it's kind of unique even in the world of lacrosse. I don't kind of, it's probably not even necessary. It is unique in the world of lacrosse, what the Bandits have. There is always this party atmosphere, which I think really grabs people. But the interesting part to me is you've seen that passion. You talk about the lines. That people actually really know what they're talking about there now. It's not just a bunch of people trying to enjoy the music, have a good time. Like, people know the players. There's been that consistency with the roster. It's just really a special thing, not only for our city, but just, like, in the world of lacrosse. It's really pretty incredible.
Well, I really like that point a lot. That is really cool. And it makes sense, right, that it would start out and be one thing. Like, how familiar were, like, a lot of people who went to the games in the early days, how familiar were they with lacrosse? And so it had to be kind of a scene. And I can remember hearing about it and sort of, I think I was kind of snobby about it. Oh, they're playing music while the action is happening? Like, what, are you trying to trick me into having a good time? Like, I think I was kind of jerky about it way back then. I lost that sort of opinion decades ago, I'll be honest, but I never took any other step about it. So it's interesting to hear that, like, the fan base has sort of developed and their acumen has grown as the years have gone by. That makes sense, I guess.
It's kind of a nice thing where you can take someone who isn't familiar and they're going to have a good time, but still it's enjoyable to a person who really does get it and really buys in. I find that to be a really helpful thing. You know, there are other sports. Like, I love going to baseball. There are a lot of people I can't bring to a baseball game. They're going to get bored. I have not brought someone to a Bandits game, and they'd be bored.
Right. That sounds about right. Jack, appreciate it. You've added to the show. Appreciate your experience and what you had to offer. Lucas is up next. Hi, Lucas. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys, just kind of going off what all the other callers have been talking about. I mean, the Bandits are just awesome. I've been watching them my whole kind of childhood growing up, and now I'm getting a little older, so I have season tickets, and it's just been an absolute pleasure watching them. I mean, the game's just, like, stimulus the whole time. It's hard not to be entertained with, whether it's fighting, the music going on. It's been, like, I'm 22 years old, and it's the one fan base I've been able to watch and been able to tolerate just due to, you know, going to playoffs. Or I remember being like 10, 11 years old going to the championship in 2009, watching them win. And I mean, that's the only Buffalo sports team I've watched that have actually really won something. I just wish, you know, because throughout the league, there's so many different teams that are moving to different cities. I wish we could just take, like, everybody in the country and just throw them at a Bandits game and let them just sit and watch and see how our fans are and how people could really enjoy the game to grow the sport. But, you know, I don't think that is very attainable, but, you know, it's so enjoyable.
Were you in there yesterday?
I had a roller hockey game.
Oh.
I had to sell my tickets, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, because
I went to the game in Hamilton.
Awesome.
On Friday.
Because I'll bet, like, a key. I wanted to ask Dave about this when I had him on to lead off the show, but it just didn't have time to get to it. I would think a part of the vibes point here is, I think, probably evident in the fourth quarter, starting with the Bandits behind, I think, and then they fall further behind even as the quarter started. I think Toronto scored the first goal to make it 8-4 in the fourth quarter, and then six straight to end the game. Like, I wonder they've been so good for so long that, like, the faith factor must be pretty high. Like, I wonder if fans felt like, oh, you know, it's not our day, or if, you know, you're hanging tough because there's still a fourth quarter to go and this is within reach.
Yeah. I mean, it's Josh Byrne, all those guys. I mean, we have Priolu and Dane. They've all been on the team for so long and kind of know the expectation and how to win games. I have full trust in them. It's kind of like, Josh Allen late in the game where, we have a final drive to go down, and I trust him to get the touchdown or putting us in a position to win.
Well, let's hope that they get the game next Friday in Albany and can come home with a chance to clinch another championship here with a game on Saturday and not have to worry about going back to Albany. So a lot of attention on that. It's really a bummer. Like I said it already, you got to wait a whole week because of building availability. That's tough. I mean, I get it. There's a pecking order. That's just, it's the way it goes. But it's tough to have to wait, I think, like a whole, the series just began on Friday night and I got to wait like 2 weeks from game one of the semis, to get to, game one of the final series, but still pretty awesome that not pretty. It's, it, you know, 13 times now in the championship round, for the Bandits. So a fantastic job there. Great scene downtown yesterday afternoon into the early evening with, the raucous comeback, the right opponent too. I mean, it's the Toronto. I read this today. Toronto, did they lose 5 games all year and 3 of them were to the Bandits, 1 in the regular season and these 2 playoff games. I mean, that's just awesome. It's Toronto, too. I mean, perfect. Lose game 7 in the NHL Saturday night. Sunday afternoon, you're eliminated from the lacrosse playoffs. Really fun. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to join me. We got still open lines here for the next little while until we get to the top of the hour. We'll shift gears and ease into some Bills conversation with our buddy Matt Perino from the Shout Podcast coming up at 4. At 5, we'll get into the NHL playoffs and the draft lottery, which, by the way, is tomorrow evening at 6:30. Adam Killman from NHL.com will be my guest in the 5 o'clock hour. Paul Hamilton will be along to do much of the same with me in the 6 o'clock hour. Mike Shope is off today. I am the Bulldog along with Zach Jones. Again, 803-0550 is the number. You want to get in on the conversation about the Bandits here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.